Get horse.
Okay. And if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to.
Clean up, Mom.
If you want to get them ready to go somewhere.
Whatever I do, Mom.
Yeah, like when you put the.
When I always bang your legs. That's what you want to hit a second. Bang your legs, that one cutting from the hooves up to knees. Put cutting in there,
wrap all around,
you know, it's
bandage. Yeah. So she won't
hit a second stance there. In fact, the jump shoes wouldn't hit the hooves up. And
here's that. They've got really heavy shoes on
them.
So.
Huh?
Is this a special kind of horse
shoe? Yeah, a sure horse, you see, heavy shoes on. And you can shift them around, sometimes they'll hit with a pitch, you know, and hurt a horse.
Huh.
And you can shift them back. Let me give you a hot shoe in fact. I got a 5-gauge man for him. I always bend your legs, all four of them. Here's Rebel's cotton. And then you take it back, just round and round and round, start down, come up again, and the tie's off here.
Yeah, I got a 5-gauge man.
Front and back.
Always bend your legs.
There's a horse behind the knees in front.
Here's
Rebel's
cotton.
Well, the horse is back.
Yeah.
Back don't have knees, they have hocks.
Okay, but this shoe is like several inches?
It just comes around in all about a half moon nut shape, just exactly like that.
Isn't it a lot heavier than the ordinary horseshoe?
Well, not the shoe that I use. Now, a lot of people use a weighted shoe, but I don't. She don't do too good in a weighted shoe. I shoe in a reasonably light shoe, a little bit heavier shoe than just a regular cabin shoe or a freshman at the time. You're a maid, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't use too much weight on her, but now a lot of these woven horses are using an oval head shoe. And a lot of gauge horses do. It makes them pick up more, but if you've got a horse right, mainly a gauge horse, he'll naturally pick his feet up. And a lot of weight on her in front to slow the speed down, too. And she can move it. And I don't want too heavy a shoe for her. Of course, she'll get up any high enough.
Yeah.
But now, a lot of these walking horses, mainly, they weight them all heavy, so they snatch that foot up and make him go up high, you know. But she'll pick up with that day.
A lot of them used to sore the feet, too.
I've seen walking horses. Yeah, oh, yes. Lots of them sore they put the oil of mustard on it, different things to blister and make them sore, you know. And therefore, he wants to carry all the weight behind and just get his feet off just as high as he can and get him off the ground right quick, you know. That's the point in that. I never saw a horse. I never showed him. Hadn't showed a walking horse since I started sawing him either. I wasn't no much of a walking horse man to start with. I liked the old time of walking horse. You really had a running walk, but like you're doing them now, I don't like them at all.
How are they doing now?
Well, they're sawing them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd leave sores and scars and everything on them.
But they're disqualified if they examine them.
I would just say supposed to be disqualified. But I actually think they're all sores and they've got them in a place where I don't think they show them without their sores some way or another to meet competition. Of course, there's lots of ways they ever do that. And from putting nails in the feet and screws and everything else. But,
really?
Mm-hmm, yeah. But,
well,
they
never examined, that's good.
Well, I don't know. They're all doing it, and they can't show them without it. And of course, occasionally you might find one, don't have to be, but if I was in the business, I'd do just like that, doing a raincoat. You've got to meet competition. And